I hate leap day.
Welcome to Grumble Goat. My name is Matt Labodka, and this is a show about all the small things that drive me insane. Let's grumble.
I am not a religious man. I don't go to church. I don't go to temple. But what confounds me is that we have a God. We have a God in the sky. There is an all-powerful entity in the sky from which all energy and life on Earth derives from. The sun. The sun is right there, nurturing the Earth in a warm, comforting blanket that allows life to exist. Humanity's most ancient religions worshipped the sun, and there he is, right there, still. The ancient Egyptians, ancient Mesopotamia, the Greeks, the Romans, the Incans, the Aztecs, all worshipped the sun as a god. Even today, the week begins with Sunday. And yet, in our busy, hectic, heretical lives, we have our set days and weeks and months. We have our Microsoft Teams calendars. We have our Slack scheduled meetings. Every day, minute, hour, second is rigidly scheduled into our 365-day calendar. Except once every 4 years. Once every 4 years, we have to add a day. One magical day just appears out of nowhere because the sun god demands it. Because the sun won't allow us to have a rigidly packed 365 days. That's not how the sun operates. And so we have to stop. For one day, we have a leap day. And what do we call that day? Thursday. We treat it like it's just a normal day. Oh, February has 29 days this year. I guess I'll clock into work at 9 a.m. because there's an extra day this year. What are we doing? What madness is this? If there was ever an excuse for a holiday, it's a magical day that appears in our calendar out of nowhere for no reason except the sun demands it. And it doesn't have to be February 29th. We could add this anywhere on the calendar. As a matter of fact, it could be July 32nd. We could have added an extra day to summer. But no, we have to throw off the groundhog's prediction by one day because why? Why is it even part of the calendar? We should just have one day where we wake up and it's not on the calendar. Because that's what it is. We're slowing down the calendar to let the sun catch up to us. Because it can't keep up with our rigid, tight schedule. So let's just let leap day be what it is. An extra day. And I don't want people calling it leap day because it's cute. I want people to forego February 29th entirely. Let's just make it leap day. Because I hate that it's just Thursday, February 29th, and that's the grumble.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
What?
Grumble, 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 grumble. What's got your goat?
For the latter half of the show, we'll bring in my better half, Veronique, for an unpretentious look and a segment we call...
What's got your goat?
Veronique, you're wearing all green today.
I'm wearing all green.
What was that? What was that little
that
voice?
That was the impulse to do an Irish accent, but I didn't quite get there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's kind of a summation of what...
That's right. I'm Irish American. So it was somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between.
Yeah.
That's right. You're Irish American. Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking I should get my DNA done.
Okay, but you know what your ancestry is.
I know, but you know what? I think there's a little black Irish in me.
The what?
The Black Irish. Okay, no, you don't know what that is?
No, what's
well,
what's
that's
that?
When the Spanish Armada got washed up over, you know, when they were trying to invade England. Mm-hmm. So that's why in Ireland, there's people with black hair and people can get tan.
Oh, it refers to the hair.
Hair, yeah.
Oh, it refers to the hair.
Yeah, what were you thinking?
You said Black Irish.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if
yeah.
I said to you Black American or Black English or Black French, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, that's not what I was referring to.
Well, okay, yes, yeah. Now I know.
Yeah, that's why I can
hair.
Get tan. Yeah.
Why are we celebrating your Irish heritage right
because
now?
Because when this episode drops, this will be our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Well, St. Patrick's Day isn't for another week after this episode
yes,
drops.
Yes, well, we have quite the adventure to go on next week. We are moving my mom... which is quite the endeavor, and I will be going into a storage bin that I haven't seen in 15 years, and I'm really, 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 really excited about it.
Now, that's really celebrating your heritage.
That's right, exactly.
Sifting through that old storage locker.
That's yeah. Right, ugh. That's right.
Yeah, a lot of memories there.
Yeah, a lot, well, oh yeah, I know. There's yeah. Going to be a lot of memories there.
A lot of memories, probably a lot of mouse feces, too.
I don't know.
There's probably a lot of rot and decay in there.
I know there's some mold, so mm-hmm. I'll bring some cleaning supplies. But also, what I'm more excited about, I would really love to find the dolls that my dad gave me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, a real roulette of what has survived the mold and decay.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is be very pure exciting. Perseverance right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of the ravages of time.
Oh, no. What does that mean?
We've just lived through an extra day.
Oh, leap year.
Leap year.
Leap year, yeah, leap right. year. Yeah, I saw on the internet that a woman that was born on a leap year, she celebrated her 25th birthday when she turned 100.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did she turn 100 and celebrate a 25th birthday?
Well, I think she celebrated it on the 28th.
So she has celebrated birthdays before.
I would hope so.
It's just extra special when leap day comes around again.
Yeah, because it's the actual day.
The actual day, yeah. Which doesn't normally exist.
Yeah, what is this?
What's going on
here? You
know,
we talked about calendars before.
Oh, okay.
And how people have named themselves like Augustus and Julius, and yeah. that's why we have July and August,
right.
and Octavius maybe for October.
No, I think that's just 8 October.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm just putting it out there, even though it's the 10th month.
We've covered this.
We've covered
Go
it.
Back through the archives, folks. Yeah.
It's one of my favorite clips. But the calendar.
Calendar.
That is quite a complex thing to do.
What's that?
Well, why is there one day that comes into the calendar every 4 years or yeah. 5 years?
Wait, so what's a leap day?
That's
why don't
a
you
great
tell
idea.
Us what a leap day is?
Leap day is just another day in February, and I have no idea why it's there. Please tell me about it, Matt.
We're here. We come together on this day to celebrate leap day.
Okay.
And you don't know what it is.
Are we jumping for joy?
I want you.
I
what
love
do you think
this.
Leap day is?
Okay.
Yeah, let's dive in here. Veronique's interpretation of leap day.
Okay, I think leap day probably happened during the war.
The war.
That they needed an extra day to supply supplies, and the calendar was messed up.
Which war?
World War II, obviously.
Oh, the war. Right, yeah, the war.
The war. But maybe it happened with the Mayans.
The Mayans?
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Because remember, the Aztec calendar was supposed to end in 2012.
Oh, the Aztec calendar. That's it. I'm sorry. I meant to say Aztec calendar.
Oh, okay. I thought we were giving Mayan credit. Like, Aztecs have credit for the calendar ending and the world blowing up on 2012. Maybe the Mayans deserve credit.
Well, maybe they had a calendar, too. I'm not so sure.
They did have a calendar.
Oh, yeah. The Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it probably has to do with the sun.
Whoa.
Yeah, if I were to guess,
whoa,
it has to do with the sun.
Okay,
because
all right.
The sun, the Earth goes around the sun.
Yeah, it does. You got a Copernican model of the solar
right.
system. Okay.
Well, you've done a lot of explaining of space to me over,
okay,
over the years,
yeah,
which I appreciate.
You're welcome.
So the Earth goes around the sun.
Yeah. You're doing great.
365 days out of the year.
What does it do the other day of the year?
Well, I don't think we make it one day every 4 years.
Whoa.
So they need to add another day.
You've just invented leap day.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's exactly
now,
what it is.
How did people figure out that we need a leap day?
There was nothing to do before the internet, before YouTube. There was nothing to do.
Yeah.
So people
okay.
sat around and looked at the sky all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did they, when they were like, oh, this is the end of the year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. December 31st. It's December 31st in our calendars in what, 200 AD or something?
Okay, here we are. Ooh, it's cold out here.
I have animal skin to keep me warm.
Oh, I should have thought ahead. Got some animal skin.
I just discovered fire.
Ooh, it's cold. Ooh. You just discovered fire?
Okay, I was late to the party.
Yeah. You know, you could have learned that earlier if you just asked somebody, but you, all right, you discovered it on your own. Nice work.
I was a nomad before this.
Right, it's December 31st. 200.
200 AD.
Yeah. 201, here we come.
No,
new century, new
year. You know what? When people were sitting around and they were trying to keep time,
yeah,
right? And they were itching the days on a rock,
yeah,
or whatever,
like a
for
prisoner,
the months.
Just etching, yeah.
Well, I mean, they didn't have paper.
Right. Yeah, they were used to rocks. I'm not arguing with
rocks.
You there.
Okay. When did they discover when they were on that 365th day of
uh-huh.
keeping track and it was not a leap year, did they discover, hey, wait a minute, we didn't go around the sun all the way. Like, how are they able to do that by staring at the sky?
I think you're looking at the question the wrong way.
Okay.
Right?
Talk to me about
when
it.
When you're cutting up a pie,
yeah,
right? You don't decide the size of the pie and then pull out the pie and see it for the first time. You look at the whole circle and figure out how big, to divide the pieces.
Yeah, how big you want your slice. Yeah.
So when you're making a calendar, you don't just say like, I've decided we're at 365 days. No, you look at how big the circle is. So getting all the way around the sun takes 365 and a quarter days.
Oh, so maybe around the same time the Druids were up in England, Ireland area. Did they have a different calendar? Could one civilization say, hey, today's the 28th. And the next civilization that they came across to trade with, and they were saying, oh no, today's the 14th. Like, do you think that different civilizations had different calendar days because they had a different way of keeping track of time?
Well, of course they had different calendar days. The idea of 12 months is arbitrary. 365 and a quarter days is, that's how long it takes to go around the sun, 365 days. So everybody's calendar has to have 365 days.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how you split those days up into months.
Yeah. I'm just getting the image of like someone took over their town and they're trying to implement this calendar to like have everyone be on the same page.
But that's what happened.
I know, but that's crazy. That's so wild to me.
It's not crazy. That's what happened. One calendar to rule them all.
Yeah, you know? Right.
Across the globe, there were 9 calendars for the calendars of men, but they were all deceived, for there was another calendar made. So what do we do with leap day? Every 4 years, we have to add one of these days back in.
That's so wild.
Because no matter how rigid we want to make our calendar, you know, no matter, like we have time clocks to like punch in at 8:52 a.m., you know, no matter how rigid we try and make our time, the sun is still what rules the heavens.
Yeah, well, the universe is expansive.
It
Do you
is.
Think we'll ever have to add another day?
Yeah, in 4 years.
No, I mean like add 2 days. You know?
No, I think like, we've got the math figured out.
When we're going in orbit, if we like go a little wider.
Oh, but just if the Earth gets distracted, it's like looking off into space. Oh, look at that. Oh, shoot, I forgot to turn.
That's right. That's right. A little ADD action.
And it just goes a little further away from the sun.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that'll happen.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
I mean, eventually our sun's going to explode and eat us all.
Okay, so what do you not like about leap year?
There are 365 days rigidly set in our organized algorithmic lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then every fourth year, we have to bow down to the sun god.
Yeah.
Our rigid, over-organized lives don't fit. We have to stop and let the sun catch up. We have to add a day. And what do with that day? We clock into work.
Oh,
we write our emails.
Yeah.
We do the morning meeting.
Okay.
You know, like, what are we doing?
We should be honoring the sun on leap year.
Well, at the very least, we should just, like, not put it in the calendar.
But
just have December 32nd at the end of the year. And, like, we just have a day.
Oh.
Like, we don't need to add it into February. We only put it in February because February is the shortest month. That's the only reason we put it there. You can put it anywhere.
Why don't we just stop going to work? Why don't we just stop doing our 9-to-5s?
Right, but
why
we
don't
do
we just say no more to any of this rigid world that we're living in?
Let's everyone general strike. Nobody goes to work.
No.
Let's just be humans.
Occupy the planet.
Right, but I'm not saying occupy the planet. I'm just saying for that one magical day that appears out of nowhere. You know, we take random holidays. Like we have, like Christmas is a national holiday.
Yeah.
You know, like there are holidays that we take off to celebrate religion, and then there is one God that is actually in the sky.
Yeah.
All life is possible because of the one God that's in the sky.
Yeah.
And we have to change our calendar because it doesn't fit his schedule or her schedule. That's the one day.
It's a lady.
That's the one day every 4 years that just magically appears because of the heavens.
That's so great.
Can't we just have a day?
Yeah, I really think that we should have leap year day be just a holiday.
But that's the beautiful thing. It doesn't have to be a day off because it doesn't exist on the calendar. Just leave the calendar as 365 days and then just like one day we just don't count.
No, but
it's just we're letting the sun go around once. That's it.
So you want a nothing day?
A nothing day.
You want a nothing day?
Nothing day.
Nothing day.
It's nothing day.
It's nothing day.
Yeah. We take one day and just let the sun go around one lap without worrying about it.
Without worrying about it.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's what people are doing by not worrying about it, by going back to work. You know, it's like, I'm just going to continue the day.
How's that fit into our timesheet?
So though? I feel like that's going to mess up the environment. If you were to take it away from February and put it somewhere else, like you just said. Right.
What are the bumblebees going to do if all of a sudden there's an...
We're going to get behind the times.
What if there's an April 0th? What are the bumblebees going to do? Like, they're going to get so confused. They're going to be like, but I don't have a Slack meeting until tomorrow. What day is this?
I think the greater point that you're making, which is really great, is that the universe is all expansive and you can't explain the miracles that happen.
That's not what I'm saying.
The law of attraction.
Like, yeah, you've got this completely wrong.
You can't like try to put that in a little box.
No, I'm not saying it's mysterious.
No, it is mysterious. I'm not saying... It's very mysterious. What are the odds?
I'm not saying that the universe can't be explained. I've already explained to you why we had a day.
The universe cannot be explained.
It's a reason, a mathematical, rigid reason why we had a day. I'm just saying we should let that day be Sunday.
Sunday. But you're still acknowledging that a day needs to be created.
Right. Well, it's leap day.
You just don't want it to be February 29th. You want February to end at February 28th, and then you just want a blank day in the calendar.
It's leap day.
Yeah.
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 And it doesn't matter because it's not on the calendar.
Right. Well, it has to be in the calendar so people know what day it is.
Right, we have to schedule it. It's got to fit somewhere in the calendar.
Yeah, we have to schedule it.
People got to know when it is.
I mean, you can't just like, oh, it's leap day. Oh, it is? Oh, okay, cool. I thought today was Friday.
Every leap year, everyone gets to decide for themselves what leap day is.
Right. Like, this is the day.
It's like, oh, it's March 1st. Oh, not for me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You're right, we do got to schedule it out.
We have to schedule the day. It just doesn't need a
number. Well, when works for you? Should we slam it somewhere in the middle of summer?
It just happened.
You know what? Let's keep it in February.
This has been an episode of Grumble Goat.
Thanks for listening.
I'm Matt Labatka.
I'm Veronique Hurley. Please subscribe.
I hate when people say please subscribe.
Grumble, grumble, grumble.
Oh, the Aztec calendar. That's it. I'm sorry. I meant to say Aztec calendar.
We did it. We've conquered another one of life's little annoyances. But the truth is, what I really hate is commercials. And I'll wager you do too. And that's why Grumble Goat is proudly commercial-free. But to keep it that way, it takes the support of fellow grumblers like you. If you hate commercials, head on over to our Patreon page and see if becoming a Grumble Kid is right for you. And as always, don't forget to Grumble Goat responsibly and share with a friend.
Grumble, 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 grumble. Pa, 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 pa.